The following is based upon a true story. Gamers Behaving Badly, Episode 5, Death Comes to Call. When we last witnessed Gamers Behaving Badly, our brave heroes finally faced down the fiendish wizard, Gram Pahaz, a battle Earl planned to be truly epic. An earlier questionable rules call had angered Sam, however, and using his superior knowledge of the rules, along with his adept skills at twisting those rules to his will, Sam, with Jenny as his semi-willing sidekick, turned the battle's climax into a rather anticlimactic affair. And now, having defeated the fiendish wizard, Gram Pahaz, our heroes have learned that he was in league with a tribe of giants living higher in the hills. Whether in pursuit of further glory, adventure, treasure, or because they have nothing else to do on a Friday night, the party has pushed on toward the lair of the giants, intent on defeating them to the last.
It's been easier than expected to track the giants in these hills. It appears they've done little to hide their presence. Footprints in the soft earth, broken tree limbs, or the chewed remains of wayward sheep and goats line what appears to be their primary trail. The hills continue to rise ahead of you, and you think you see what might be some sort of landmark not too far ahead.
Wait, did you say primary trail? As in, this is the giants' main road?
Well, you don't know for sure, but it certainly seems that way.
Okay. Guys, I don't think we want to be on this trail. We need to find another route up those hills to their lair.
I wouldn't worry about it. If it was a big deal, Earl would have had the giants attack us already. To me, this seems more like railroad tracks for the plot train he has us on.
That's good, because I need more killing and looting.
I prefer the term justice dispensing myself.
Either way, I just want to get there in one piece.
Hold up. Earl, can Balder do a traveler's knowledge check on this region?
I don't see why not.
Any reason, aside from wasting everyone's time?
Yeah, really. It's the troubadour's only really useful ability. And even that's pushing it.
Got a 19.
Good job. What do you want to know?
Can you give me a little background on these hills? A little bit of history?
History. Again, wasting time. Who gives a dire rat's ass about that?
Well, back about 500 to 600 years ago, these hills were home to a number of keeps used as border forts for the lands to the south that had not been tamed yet. Once the empire collapsed, many of these keeps were abandoned.
Blah, blah, blah.
That allowed giants, ogres, and other nasties to move in and take up residence. It also allowed for some to be occupied by the wayward wizard exile or two.
Anything specific to this area that we're in?
Well, rumors persisted that one such wizard did occupy a cave structure very likely near where you are.
Well, now that's interesting.
Not really. Hey, if history class is done, can we move on?
Yeah, I'm good. But I seriously think we should get off this trail.
Well, you can if you want, but there's nothing to worry about.
If you say so.
I do. Moving on, Earl.
You crest a small rise in the hill, and before you stand two chiseled stones on either side of the trail. Sitting, with her backs leaned up against each stone, is a hill giant.
Holy crap!
Finally!
Getting down and out of sight.
Drawing his sword and striding confidently forward.
Reaching out and stopping Baymark Volcare the Stupid.
What? Unhand me, you monstrous heathen!
Would you keep it down and get down?
What are you saying, brigand? And get your hands off me! Why must we be quiet?
If we're real quiet, they won't notice us, and we can sneak past and get inside.
Or sneak up and just fight them. Don't want to pass up the XP.
Wisbandius is looking up. Have the giants noticed us yet?
You don't think so, but it's tough to tell from this distance.
Sam's actually got a point. We don't know what's past those stones. If Wisbandius sneaks up, she'll get a better idea and can plan from there.
What do you mean, me?
You are the thief, right?
Yeah, here's your chance to be useful for a change.
Wait a minute. What is all this talk of sneaking? These are giants in league with the evil Gram Pahaz. Don't do it, Mike. We cannot just sneak past them. They need to be brought to justice.
All right, mighty Sir Baymark. If you want to slay both of those giants by yourself, go for it.
Well, if you don't want to do the honorable thing...
Tell you what, we'll vote. All in favor of sending Wizbandius up to recon the area, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Damn it.
You'll do fine, Jen. There's only two of them.
Yeah, only.
Okay, so here's the plan. You sneak up to them, give a good once-over. If there's no big threat except the giants, then...
That's a big enough threat, if you ask me.
Don't worry about it. So if the coast is clear, just give us a signal and we'll charge forward. When the giants go to make a move, you'll be able to backstab.
Want me to sing to give you a sneaking bonus?
Singing kind of defeats the whole idea of being quiet, don't you think?
The two worthless classes are having an argument about who has less to offer.
Okay. Wizbandius is going to crawl forward a bit and take a closer look at the giants.
You squint and scrutinize, and you'd swear that both of them are asleep.
Seriously?
Certainly looks that way.
Well, all right. She's still going to sneak up.
It's going to take a couple of rolls to get there.
You can do it.
If not, you can at least soften them up for us.
Or be an appetizer for them.
All right, Wizbandius, it's taken you several minutes of slow and careful movement, but you are now crouched low and about 15 feet from the nearest giant. They are most certainly sleeping. Birds chirp as they pass overhead and a slight breeze has kicked up.
Taking a moment to look at the stones.
They're old and worn by the elements. You can see that runes of a magical nature adorn the stones from top to bottom. Some are easily identifiable, others not so much.
So what's beyond the stones?
The narrow path continues on, but rises sharply, so it is impossible to see what exactly is past there.
Can I possibly get around the stones?
Oh no, there is no room. The only way past is between the two giants.
You've got to do it, Jenny.
Be brave, young Wizbandius.
She's going to sneak past and see what's over the hill.
You carefully step between the two sleeping giants, who continue to sleep as you move past and up the path.
Hells yeah.
Way to go, way to go.
So what do I see on the other side?
The worn path continues straight into an entrance in the hillside. There are no giants in sight anywhere.
Awesome. Wizbandius will move back to where she can see the rest of the group and give a bird call of her own to signal them to move forward.
You sure?
Yeah. Why?
Uh-oh.
You sound your call and the rest of the group hears it, as well as the giants. They stir from their slumber, look around, and notice you.
Wait, what? How?
Your bird call woke them up.
How? It was a bird call.
Yeah, the giants are outside.
True, but I never said how light of sleepers they were.
Are you shitting me? It was a bird call. You even said it yourself that birds were chirping.
Your call didn't sound like theirs. They could tell.
Sucks to be you.
You are such a dick.
Happens to the best of us.
Don't worry, Jenny. The plot train just stopped, and you happened to be the first station.
Gamers Behaving Badly stars Dan Repperger, Wayne Cole, Mikey Mason, Julie Hussey, Scott Nelson, and Sean McHale. Written, produced, and edited by Chris Hussey.
Music provided by Dronolin's Tower. Sound effects courtesy of freesound.org and Sirenscape. The soundtrack to your gaming world.
Gamers Behaving Badly is an Are You Not Entertainment production. I'm Seneca Presley. For more episodes, production notes, and other fun, visit www.tabletellsseries.com.